We have a question over here.
Well, this was a handoff. So I had a couple questions just as it relates to patient empowerment. We had a very rich discussion at our table prior to the panelists coming up to the stage, and I wanted to just hear from your perspectives, what are we doing, what are some of the more impressive means in each of your experiences for patient empowerment and tools, innovation, just your thoughts around that. I'd love to hear.
Anyone want to start?
No. I'll go to the end. I will defer to, I think we should start with...
With the doctor.
Yeah. Here you go.
Because as patients, we're going to take your authority away, but on the stage, right, we're gonna give you a lot of impact. Okay.
We're trying to give it away. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that the AI can do. So if you look at the situation in Rwanda, no doctors, hardly any. Lots of patients needing information, taking matters into their own hands, doing things in the way that they've done it traditionally over a period of time. But by giving them information and then allowing them to have access of exchanging information, they have become wildly more empowered. They're solving things like maternal health, treatment of malaria in ways that they could never do before, but it is because they are at the table, and the respect that the Babylon mission, and it truly is a mission, says you're first, you're in the middle. We will be transparent with you. This is what we know. This is what we can tell you. If you, what you tell us, we'll listen to and respond, and together we'll do it as a team. But it really is as a team. And when you have a place where there aren't doctors, it's immediately apparent. It's a little less apparent here in the U.S. about how well that's going to work, but it's the same theory. Patient in the middle starts with them, listen to them, and then share everything that you say. They should know everything about what you're doing. They need to basically be driving some of their own decisions about what, when they get treatment and when they don't. And that's just, it's a vision.
Yeah. So it's the empowerment of information for the patient, and then for the trust both ways between the patient and the other person at the end, whether it's a physician, PA, whatever it might
be. And I think it has to go together. You can't just hand them information because, one, they will not necessarily really understand it. They may have a bad... So we have the anti-vaxxers, you know, people that are refusing to vaccinate their children. They have information, but they have no trust. They don't have any trust with the science community, with their doctors, and they are isolating themselves. And so you have to bring both. I trust you as a patient to think about what I'm telling you, and you trust me to listen, that I'll listen, and we'll have that equal, that dialogue is equals.
Yeah, I think information